This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado Healing Fund has raised more than $415,000 to give to the families of those killed in the Boulder shooting. The emergency money was also given out to 15 survivors who were in the line of fire during the shooting. Victims' families from out of state received up to $40,000 to travel to Colorado. The organization will continue to raise funds. A federal judge says state officials must stop studying whether killing bears and cougars will boost deer populations. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife first proposed the plan to cull bears and cougars in 2016. The study was meant to determine whether removing predators could boost ailing mule deer populations. Scientists objected from the get-go, saying the agency was serving the interests of deer hunters instead of conducting sound research. After environmental groups sued, a U.S. district court ruled federal funding for the project illegal Tuesday. That stops any further culling in the upper Arkansas basin near Salida, but a portion of the project in western Colorado is already complete. It's unclear if wildlife officials plan to appeal. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Avalanche will play in front of hometown fans tonight for the first time in more than a year. Attendance at Ball Arena in Denver will be limited to mostly frontline and healthcare workers as a thank you for their service. Starting Friday, just over 4,000 fans can attend Avs and Denver Nuggets games. Season ticket holders will have priority access. This is CPR and KRCC.